Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir, B'siyata Shemaya. We are zochet to be learning the third shir in this series, Perek Vav, Halacha Dalet, Rambam Hilchos Melachim. In the second series, we saw in the first two shiurim a number of kashas, which brought us great confusion about exactly when there's a Kriya L'Shalom. Is there a Kriya L'Shalom in Melchemes Mitzvah, as well as in Melchemes Rishus, only in Melchemes Rishus? The Zion are in Eretz Yisrael, they're not in Eretz Yisrael. They can be Makabal the Zion mitzvahs, not be Makabal the Zion mitzvahs. A lot of series that we saw. So we have to resolve that B'siyata D'Shmaya. We have a few more questions to present, and then Amir Tushem, we're going to begin the Mahalach to answer the Kashas. The Mizrahi in Parshas Chukas and in Parshas Shoftim writes Bidas Rashi that by other milchomas lo boy elamas ve'avdus v'lo kabbalas mitzvus. When it comes to not to Zayin Amimin, by other milchomas, according to Rashi, all they have to do is be makabel mas and avdus, which we spoke about at length in earlier shiurim, taxation and servitude, and the kabbalas mitzvus by the other nations is not necessary. But that doesn't work for the Zion Amimin. But for the Zion Amimin, for the seven nations, their Kabbalah's mitzvahs is effective. And in that it says in the Pasuk, that lo ha'isa'ir asher hishlima. In other words, there was no nation that made peace with the Jews, and they came into Eretz Yisrael except for the Givonim. But it's mashma that if they would have wanted to make peace, then they could have. And that is with the Zion mitzvahs. That's the Mizrahi. This explanation, Bidas Rashi. You know, Mizrahi is a commentary on Rashi. It's also a religious Zionistic movement, but that's not who we're talking about over here. And he also writes that Lashitas Rashi, that there's no Kriyas Shalom by the Zion Amimin that we don't call out to the seven nations in peace, then we can understand the mice of the Givonim, why they tricked the Jews into making a peace treaty with them. And the Rishonim are bothered. The Rishonim are bothered. And they hold that the Zion Amimin, you are Korei L'Shalom. And if the Zion Amimin, you're Korei L'Shalom, then how come the Givonim had to do this trick? So therefore the Mizrahi says, it's good according to Rashi, because there is no Din Kriya Shalom with Zion Amimin. And that's why they had to be tricksters. However, the Lechem Mishnah already asks in Halacha Aleph, Sharei l'dvarov, kevan sha'givonim kiblu zayin mitzvahs, hayim mekablim ha'isan, v'yik shekam l'shitas rashi, rega, hayim l'dahatcha ze mistader im ha'mizrachi, ze lo mistader, lama? Ki kam l'mizrachi, harei hu sofer b'shitas rashi, that if they're mekabel zayin mitzvahs, it works. So if they're makabel zayin mitzvahs, you make peace with them. So then nachamal kim tzurich dekasha akushia chuzeret b'mlo otzmata tistair aleinu akushia. Why did the givonim have to do this trickery? All right, they could have just been makabel zayin mitzvahs, even l'shitas Rashi the b'das ha'mizrahi. So what's Mizrahi saying? All right, Rashi works out beautifully. They had to do the tricking because you don't call out l'shalom to the zayin amimin. You don't call it l'shalom to Zayin Amim, and that's why they had a trick. B'seder, but you hold b'shitas Rashi that if they're makabel Zayin mitzvahs, then you make peace with them. So nech teisi that they had to for what was the reason that they had to do this trick for? So we have to say like the teretz of the Rishonim, shein lo yadu me'inyan ze, that they didn't know this inyan. They didn't know this inyan of making peace. They didn't think it was possible. So who adin l'shar shitas? Umas v'shap b'shitas Rashi yotem mishar shitas ha-Rishayim. Why is Rashi any better than the other Rishayim? According to Rashi, you don't call out for peace, but they could be makabel zayin mitzvahs. So why taka weren't they makabel zayin mitzvahs and they wouldn't have had a trick? Because they pasha didn't know. So you could say the same thing according to the other Rishayim. According to the other Rishayim, why did they have to do this trick? Because they didn't know. They didn't know then making peace was passable. Like we have here in the Rambam in Halacha Hey. In the next Halacha, which we're going to go into in Mirtz Hashem when we get to Halacha Hey, the Rambam says that three letters Yeshua sent before he came in. First letter is you want to run away, run away. The second one is you want to make shalom. And the third one is you want to make milchama, make milchama. So why then were the Yeshua given a trick? Why did they trick them, the Jews? Because he sent them, and they weren't makabel. Once we were makabel the first time, there's no more chance. They thought it's too late. So you can say, according to the other Rishonim also, this doesn't work out any better according to Rashi and the other Rishonim. They didn't know. They were just mistaken. So why does Rashi work out better than everybody else? Rashi will hold to, you're not posech l'shalom, but they give me makabel zayin mitzvahs. They weren't makabel zayin mitzvahs because they didn't know, and they didn't accept the shalom because they didn't know that it was still still an option. So Mirtz Hashem, we get the halacha, we're going to go more into that. So the Lecha Mishnah blibes with the tema, with the kasha. Ve'ein shem od b'ra'em shemishum hachi katav Rashi b'sha'asu tshuva b'eretz Yisrael she'em mekablim. And the reason Rashi writes that if they did tshuva in Eretz Yisrael, we see in Shoftim Rashi writes, if they did tshuva in Eretz Yisrael, you're not mekabel. Why? Mishum shemachmas yirahein oisim. They're only doing it out of fear. Because if the tshuva would be an emistic tshuva, by the Zayin Amimin, the Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs is effective. If their tshuva would have been an emistic tshuva. Problem is that it wasn't an emistic tshuva. But like we said before, the Mazrachi B'shitas Rashi, that if it's a real tshuva, then it works in Eretz Yisrael. But now the kasha is, in came the Zayin Amin Shem B'chutz L'Aretz M'manavshach. Ika B'hu Lav D'loi Sechaye U'bal Koch L'Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs K'eim Tshu Meir Amai Taim M'mahane B'chubeh B'chutz L'Aretz. If you hold, right, it says that in Eretz Yisrael, you're not Makabel. But in Chutz L'Aretz, you are, according to Rashi. So if the Zayin Amin Shebechutz la'aretz, there's a din of lo sechaya kol neshama, then that means they have to be mekabel zayin mitzvahs. And if it's meyira, then why is it effective in chutz la'aretz? And if they don't have the lav of lo sechaya, then it's like all other mechamis rishus, they don't need mechamis zayin mitzvahs, so why the kabbalah zayin mitzvahs, so why do they have to do tshuva? So the Re'aim gives a forced interpretation. He writes that since they don't live amongst us, even when they do tshuva meyira, there's no chshash that we're going to learn from them. Hashem kin Eretz Yisrael. There's a chshash we're going to learn from them. But sof ain't a move on. Because mikol mokom, if there's a lav of lo sechaya, the tshuva meyira doesn't help, isn't effective. So my shen Eretz Yisrael mechutz laretz. Sof they did tshuva meyira. So why should chutz laretz be any different? Ve'im v'ze b'chazonish be'ben ezer b'siman kuf mem vav. V'sof si'if katan aleph. That Rashi that we mentioned about being mechalik in Eretz Yisrael chutz laretz is in the Gemara in Sota that we spoke about in the last year, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, that it says the Rabbis Kananim shebechutz laretz shemasu tshuva mekabel ma'isan. Rashi writes shelo kasu kein el lohidia l'dain umos shebechutz laretz shelo nitztabu l'achrima rakom shebesoch gvulim nitztabu shafilu esim tshuva machmas yirehim ma'isan. So this is only for the Zayin Umos. Shebechutz Laretz. There's no Tzivu Lachrima. With them, you're allowed to, we accept their tshuva. But like we said, Manavshach, what do they need to do tshuva for? If there's no Losachaya Kol Neshama on them, then why is it necessary for them to do tshuva? And if there is a Losachaya Kol Neshama, then how does it help that they do tshuva? It's meira, and therefore it's not a valid tshuva. So now that we've presented these long series of kashas, Baruch Hashem, 2.5 shiurim worth, Baruch. So now we are going to begin the mahalach to answer, and I tell you in advance that you have a lot to look forward to, because if God gives us life and strength and the financial means and the Simchas HaLev and the Menuchas HaNefesh, we have a lot to talk about. So let us begin. אנחנו רוצים להקדים את מחלוקת הרמב״ם, הרמב״ם והרמב״ן, בדין קבלת זין מצוות. שלדעת הרמב״ם, בהלכה א', באי לה בכל מלחמות. ולדעת הרמב״ן, ולמה שכתב הרעים הנעל בדעת רש"י, לא באי לה אלא בזין עממין ועמולק, כמו שכתוב בפרשת פרשו על התורה. וזה מחלוקת רמב״ם רמב״ן, את זין בקבלת שבע מצוות. According to the Rambam, in all milchomas, they have to be makabel the Sheva mitzvahs. According to the Ramban and Rashi Ladas and Mizrahi, it's only the Shiva Amamin. Only the Shiva Amamin and Amalek have to be makabel the Zion mitzvahs. But the other milchomas know that Kabbalah Zion mitzvahs is required. Vinira. שגם לדעת הרמב״ם, שאני בזה דין קבל זין מצוות וזין עממין ועמלק משאר מלחמות. Even according to the Rambam, who in fact requires the Kabbalah's seven mitzvot by the seven nations and by Amalek, he would still say that there's a fundamental difference between the Kabbalah's zayin mitzvot וזין עממין ועמלק and other מלחמות. So when this Kabbalah's zayin mitzvot, שייך עניין הסחייבוס בעלמא, וכהסחייבוס של מס ועבדוס. ושייך גם כן חלויס של קבול זין מצווה של גדר גירוס. וחיו בזה דין גרטוי שבעל המקל בפני גימול חברים, כמבואר בעביד אזור דף סמך דל עמוד בייס, סמך ה' עמוד בייס, אין שם מחלוק הסתנוי, מסג וחלויס גרטוי של קבול של עביד אזור, ותבואי זין מצווה, כאן בדבר קבול זין מצווה. אומר רב רבוי סי, בקבול זין מצווה, there's an Indian of some his chayvus, like the ischaibus, like the obligation of mas and avdus. It can just be ischaibus. Ischaibus of an obligation to accept the zayin mitzvahs, just like their obligation to accept the taxation and avdus. That's one possibility. Another possibility is a chalois din of Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs, which has a gedder of gerus. We've discussed a lot in our Shir and Baruch Hashem, the inyan of the nature of Ger Toshev. The concept of Ger Toshev, that there's a chalois din Ger Toshev, if someone's makabel in front of three chaverim, he's makabel, three good Jews, he's makabel sheshev and mitzvahs. Like we see in Abu Dazara 64b, 65b, machlekes tanaim, is it enough for a chalos ger toshev that he's makabel upon himself just not to be obed of a zara, or does he have to be makabel the zayin mitzvahs? And we paskin, he has to be makabel the zayin mitzvahs. The Rambam speaks about this in later on, 8:10, and in his Sulei Bia, Yudalit Zayin. And this inyan is a mitzius miyuchedis vehafko mishem akum be'alma ve'ashvuye l'shem ger toshev. זאת אומרת, יש כאן, דיברנו על זה, זה דברים פשוט נפלאים, מתוקים, מאירי עיניים ומשמחי לב. זה אחד מהנושאים האהובים עליי ביותר. אמרו שיש הרבה מאוד נושאים אהובים עליי, אבל זה נושא שנתפסתי בו. שיש מציאוס מיוחד, this is a special מיוציאוס, there's a הפקו, there's a removal of his shame akum, he's no longer a goy, and he is a shame אחרי שם גר תושב. ומבואר בעבודה זרה שם, דעס אחרים, דגרתוי של הים שקיבל אולו ולקיים כל מצווס המוחס בתורה, חוץ מאיסור נבלות. That we have an opinion not to be able to be dizore, we have an opinion that they have to be mekabel the seven mitzvahs, and we have an opinion that they have to be mekabel to be mekayim all the mitzvahs in the Torah, except for the iser of nevelus. והשאלה היא, מה העניין מצווס האמורס בתורה לגבי גר תושב? מה לגר תושב ולמצווס האמורס בתורה? ו... ובעל כוחנו, חלויס מיוחדת ושם נפרד של שקלטוי שזהו דינן. להם אני אומר, so it must be that there's a special chalois, there's a special shame of Ger Toshev, that according to this Mandarma, that's their din, that they have to do everything except for Nevelis. So what din would be done, even for us, that we pass in Sheva Mitzvahs, by the Kabbalah, Sheva Mitzvahs, b'fnekim ul chaveirim, yesh kan gel gerus, l'inyan zeh sh'nasa Ger Toshev, ha'arav mibrisk, medaber al zeh, b'sif ha'mikhtovim, b'sif ha'sefer. לשן המאירי ביבומס נמחס עמוד בייס, דהרי גירוס לחצוין, מאוד מעניין, גירוס לחצוין, הר בגירוס, פירוש רבנו גרשם מאור הגולה בקריטות בדף תת עמוד א', דהרי קצס גירוס, זה לא רבי לגירוס. ומה שאין את העשה ועליו ולא תחיה כל נשמה בזין אמן והמולק, הידי שלום בזין מצווס, אין זה מדין קבלת שלום של שלום חומס, שדין הריגוס אמן ומדין לוחם מדף כבוכי ובפני עצמא, ורק על ידי זה שחל עליו חלוס כאותוי שב, הופך להפקוע ממציאוס זין אמן והמולק, המחייב להורגו משום הוכי אין נהרוגים. So the fact that there's no assay in lav of lo yisachai kol neshama by the Zayin Amin Amalek, by when they accept Shalom and the fulfillment of the Sheva Mitzvahs, it's not midin Kabbalah Shalom of other Mulchamas. But rather, why? Because the din of Hariga of Zayin Amimin and Amalek is not any dafka to Melcham. It's a chiyu b'fnei asmo to kill the Zayin Amimin, to kill Amalek. Elamai, when they makabel the chalois ger shem, shechal chalois shem ger toshav, it's a hafka from the mitzius of Zayin Amimin and Amalek. They're no longer Zayin Amimin and Amalek. So meila, there's no more chiyu to kill them. Keep them alive. That's why they're not killed. The Taz in Yerideya and Sin Beis, Sifkan Aleph writes, Shegel Toshav Yoso Michlal Ho Amim. Hu Lehel Yekamo Shamanu. So to Merit, Hu Kvar Lo Chelet Mishiv Umois. Hu Kvar Lo Amaleki. Achrei Shehu Kibel Zayin Mitzvahs, Zeh Mahut Acher, Zeh Chefse Acheret. Vezeh Meforash Bekesef Mishnah Kan, Shekatav Tam Haraba, Shemishum Shem Kiblu Aleim Sheva Mitzvahs, Harei Yatsu Michlal Sheva Amin, ומכלל המלאק, והרי הם כבני נויח הקשרים. So once they're makabel, that's the Kesef Mishnah over here in the Rambam, once they're makabel, right, the Rambam here writes, that אבל שבאמן והמלאק שלא שלם נכון לנשמה, so if they weren't mashlim, then we don't leave a nishama. That's those that were mashlim, those that were mashlim, and our makabel design misses. So then, then they're not the case of Mishnah Rites. They're not from the Sheva Amimin anymore. They're not from the Sheva Amimin, and maybe you can keep them alive. Because what are they? They're like kosher Bnei Noach. So that's what we're saying. They're regular Bnei Noach. They're not Ashayin Amimin, and they're not Amalek anymore. And therefore there's no more Chiyuv Hariga. In the Sifri, on Laman Yilmidu, where we don't want us to learn from, otherwise they're going to teach us. If we let them stay in the land, they're going to teach us their bad ways. And it's going to be very, very, very terrible ramifications if we learn from the ways of the Goyim. Hashem Katuv, Laman Asher Lo Yilmid Yilamdu, Eschem Lassus, we don't want to learn from them. Rashi Sham Kotev Haimasut Shuva Umit Gairim. Ani kvar kreti et Rashi Zend Merli Ulai b'shiur harishon, shiur hashini. Haimasut Shuva Umit Gairim. If they do tshuva and they're Mizgair, Ata Rishai Lekam. Meifu Ketuv, meifu, eifu on Mizgairim. As we lo medaber al Geirus Leiosus Yisrael. Zeh lo minyan the tshuva. Ela maim, 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 So, whereas Rashi read Loshen of Giyul, as it was Gailin, as a Giyulpo. Hagiyulpo is a Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs. Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs makes it a different Heftis, a different Gavra, a different Mitzvahs, different Mos. That's the Tshuva of God, he's going to do a Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs. And the Mele ain't that Rogan. Because they were misguided, not just on the tshuva, that they're now Galen, they're doing where they want to come back to God, and the male will come Galen. What type of Galen? Ger Toshev. So that is the first stage in our opening, the Kanis Yimachim Mitvorim, like they say in the classics, for this beautiful halach that we're about to, this beautiful journey that we're about to embark upon. So please stay tuned. And it's a shame we're going to continue the thought. But that's anyway the Yisod we've established in this year, that when they were Kabbalah, Zayin Mitzvahs, it's a different Chalois, they have a Chalois Shem Ger Toshev, and therefore they're not the same people that they used to be, which is not like that with the... when we make peace with the other nations, right? The point is not when they were Kabbalah, Zayin Mitzvahs. Right? The point is not that they're no longer members of that nation, but that's what's happening over here. They're no longer Amalekites, they're no longer members of the Zion Army. Okay. Reza Hashem Yisborach, Kedosh Baruch Hu, Besrat Hashem, Yitiv Imanu, Ve'anachnu Nashif Uli Neder, Bepam Abaah, Ani Modeh Lechem Me'od Me'od Shehezantem, Ani Mekaveh Shehazana Lashiurim Ha'elu Areva Lechem U'Mesev Lechem Mesiva Lechem Hana'a בנחת רוח, כמו שמסירת השיעורים באמת עריבה עליי, הוא נותנת לי נחת רוח והנאה. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם, שלום שלום.